Throwing off the tyranny of a map in Africa, the Sudanese seek independence from Sudan.
Yeah, I need this referendum to be done peacefully, without any argument, so that Sudanese can be given their independence without any problem. What we need is separation, because these people, they have been cheating us for long.
If this young man from southern Sudan is to be believed, the vendettas and bitterness from a legacy of being forced to live together will possibly be put aside in an historic vote in Sudan.
After so much brutality, Sudan speaks to split the south from the north and create two new nations.
Drawing a new line on a map rather than in the sand on a battlefield. Sudan's hope. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Friday, January 7th. What an amazing time to be witnessing this event.
Yeah, and the tyranny of a map, I mean, really sort of says it all. We've got a great reporter with the on-the-scene view. Also, Russell Simmons joins us a little bit later in the hour. It's a packed show. Let's get to the check of the morning's top news right off the bat. The White House is asking the Pentagon to trim $78 billion from its budget. That number won't involve cuts to combat operations, but will include troop reductions of perhaps 50,000 over the next 5 years. Defense Secretary Robert Gates says the military is just trying to do its part to keep national spending under control.
As the biggest part of the discretionary federal budget, the Pentagon cannot presume to exempt itself from the scrutiny and pressure faced by the rest of our government.
Gates will be left with a budget of $553 billion for next year.
Budget cuts were also the subject of discussion in Congress. The House voted to trim members' office budgets by 5%, or $35 million. Congressman Greg Walden says the vote makes a statement.
This is a single step forward, but it is a $35 million first step.
The House has promised a bigger budget cuts for the national budget in the billions, but Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer says Republican calculations make some pretty generous exemptions.
On the first day on the job, Republicans are already spending trillions more than they plan to cut.
According to the Congressional Budget Office, Republican goals like repealing President Obama's health care law and extending Bush-era tax cuts will add more than $1 trillion to the deficit over the next decade.
Jobs report with details on December hiring numbers comes out next hour from the Labor Department. Economists predict there may be a gain of 145,000 jobs. And later this morning, President Obama will discuss those jobs numbers and the state of the economy. While expecting to name new members of his economic team, the president made one key appointment yesterday.
Today, I am proud to announce the appointment of an experienced public servant, a devoted patriot, my friend, fellow Chicagoan, Bill Daley, to serve as my chief of staff.
And it's expected that Gene Sperling will join the new National Economic Council as the head of the president's economic team.
Two packages sent to a Maryland State Building and Baltimore courthouse ignited when they were opened yesterday.
There was a reaction that caused a flash of fire, a brief flash of fire, smoke, and a smell.
A Maryland state policeman says no one was seriously injured. Authorities say the packages were sent by someone complaining about highway signs. And according to the International Council of Shopping Centers, December sales were up 3.1%. That data came from about 30 national chains. Strong signs of a good shopping season over the holidays, not as much as expected, though. In the markets, Asian markets and European indices are mixed at this point, and futures are now down. The Dow will start at 11,697, the S&P at 1,273, and the NASDAQ opens at 2,709.
Coming up, hip-hop artist and entrepreneur Russell Simmons joins us to talk about how he's brought a hip-hop empire together with yoga and meditation. A Def Jam with Russell Simmons. But first, Takeaway producer Noel King reports from Sudan ahead of an important referendum that could split the country in the north and the south. It's in a few minutes.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo. Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.